This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Hundreds of thousands of Illinoisans are getting ready for what's next as Congress announces it will not vote to extend health care subsidies by December 31st. Four moderate House Republicans voted with the Democratic minority on Wednesday to force a vote in January. Emily Bean is a 27-year-old restaurant manager in the Chicago area.
We live in a country where the threat of medical debt is very real, and there's always the chance that you could get hit by a bus or like something crazy could happen. Even though I don't need a lot of medical care as it is, you just never know.
Bean found a plan with a $10,000 deductible that costs $250 a month, which is about 10% of her income and more than she's paying now. More than 465,000 people in Illinois are insured through the Affordable Care Act. A recent Consumer Reports investigation has found that many protein powders and shakes contain troubling amounts of lead. A study of 23 protein products suggested that many powders could have risk due to lead contamination. The experts reviewed dairy, beef, and plant-based protein supplements, including powders and ready-to-drink shakes. Testing showed that plant-based and chocolate flavors had the highest lead levels. Dairy-based options typically had lower lead levels, but were not completely safe. According to Nicole O'Neill, a dietitian with OSF Healthcare, says there's no way to avoid small amounts of lead in products.
So the concern is lead as a heavy metal probably shouldn't be in our bodies. Sure, makes all kinds of sense. There's systems in place in our bodies that help eliminate that. There's things that we can do to mitigate that. But if you're eating a protein shake on a daily basis and it has a significant amount of lead in it, that could be problematic.
The investigation is based on what some experts say is a conservative maximum daily dose level of 0.5 micrograms per day. Experts like O'Neill say there isn't really a safe level of exposure to lead. It can impact any organ and can cause neurological disorders ranging from behavioral problems to brain damage.